The head of the Christian Democrats, Rishi Sunak, has announced his resignation from two cabinet posts, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Regional Development. Monday morning's news came as a surprise and is being interpreted as a victory for Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, as the announcement paves the way for a long-promised cabinet reshuffle. But more important than that is the removal of a controversial figure who has damaged the government's credibility. Rob Cameron has been following these developments and joins me now. Rob, this isn't the first time that Rishi Sunak has resigned from the cabinet.
No, indeed. He was appointed to the cabinet in January 2007, but resigned from these two posts that you just mentioned there the following November after he failed to explain a number of corruption allegations against him. Now, he returned to the cabinet in April of 2008, but again, he now steps down reluctantly after just 10 months under pressure from both the Prime Minister, Mr. Topolánek, and his own party. Now, he says he's resigning in the interests of protecting his party. He told reporters that the current party infighting was damaging the Christian Democrats' image, and while he may be able to win his battle and stay on, his party would lose in the end.
But it looked like until recently he would be able to stay on in cabinet. What changed, Rob?
Well, it seems that Mr. Sunak made something of a disastrous political mistake. Mr. Topolánek, the Prime Minister, announced plans to reshuffle the cabinet, and Rishi Sunak was one of the names on the list of people he wanted removed. Now, Mr. Sunak decided the best means of defence was attack, and he said that it was not he who should go, but the popular Christian Democrat Finance Minister, Miloslav Kalousek, who, unlike Rishi Sunak, is seen as a very competent minister and is also very close to Mirek Topolánek. So this backfired terribly on Mr. Sunak. The party was forced to take back that proposal, and the public were even treated to the sight of Kalousek publicly accusing Rishi Sunak of lying at a televised press conference during a party meeting at the weekend. Now, so it became clear that Rishi Sunak was barely in control of his party and certainly doesn't have the political support to dictate who stays and who leaves the cabinet. And we're now he's in the embarrassing position of having to announce, as the head of the Christian Democrats, the end of his own ministerial career. So for now, at least, Mr. Sunak goes, but who knows, because he's survived before.
And very, very quickly, Rob, who's going to replace him in cabinet?
Well, he says Vlasta Parkanova, who is the defence minister, will become deputy prime minister. And Cyril Svoboda, who's the head of the government's legislative council, will take the regional development post. Now, the suggestion has been welcomed by Mirek Topolánek, who says he will announce a reshuffle in the next few days. But of course, we still need to hear about how the Green Party and Mr. Topolánek's own ministers will be reshuffled. But the biggest obstacle, getting rid of Rishi Sunak, has been overcome.
Thanks, Rob. Now, an agreement brokered by the Czech Prime Minister